Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, it's a rainy, wet Tuesday here in Michigan.
Excellent. It's super warm here. We had a whole bunch of rain last week, but I didn't get a chance to tell you about it. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, it's quite sunny here in London.
Excellent.
I'm jealous. She is also known as the Lady of Charlotte.
All right, well, we're actually going to start with Her Highness today. Our first topic is Resolve. And Charlotte, you told us about this new initiative from Apple.
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. The initiative itself isn't from Apple, but Apple is involved in the sense that it is purchasing gold. So to start from the beginning, some elements of a variety of Apple products have a small amount of gold in, as you might imagine. Obviously, mining gold takes its toll on the environment and particularly has done in previous generations and eras. So Apple is working with this organization called Resolve, which, based in Alaska, kind of partners up gold miners and salmon farmers, and they all come together to try and restore both the environment and the environmental damage that is done by those two practices, which obviously key for the local economy, but also to take their toll on the environment. And so Apple, she published a really nice story with quotes from miners and some really lovely pictures that explains kind of, and it has a partnership with Resolve, and it kind of explains some of what's going on in Alaska and how the partnership works and so on, and how it's hopefully benefiting local miners there as well as the environment. So it's interesting, and it's interesting in and of itself. And for me, it was interesting just because a thought occurred to me when we were discussing this as a team earlier. Is this the type of thing you can imagine Apple making a big play on its website about under Steve Jobs? This is a very Tim Cook thing, right? I can't imagine Steve. Now, maybe Steve Jobs' Apple would have done this. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe they would have spoken about it. Maybe they wouldn't have. But under Tim Cook, and obviously with Lisa Jackson working with him and leading these kind of environmental projects, Apple's obviously, it's another thing it's another string to that bow in which Apple is trying to contribute in some way to the environment. And I thought that made it, that was worth discussing, really.
Mm-hmm. And one of the, I know this sort of goes hand in hand with some of the other initiatives Apple has developed, like a lot of clean power, which is something that they've gotten into.
Sure. And that's obviously a much bigger scale thing. Sure. This is, from what I can tell, Apple doesn't use a huge amount of gold. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly small scale project. It's in one state and whatever. It's not like the kind of thing you're talking about where Apple is basically across the board trying to use renewable energy.
Right.
But it's the same sort of things do make difference.
Reduce the footprint. This isn't the first time Apple has ever done anything that's like, hey, look, we care an ounce about the environment. that's
yeah, sure.
It's just another one of those. So to me, this didn't really seem out of character. The thing I wanted to find out was how much gold we're talking about, and if the gold that's in existing devices is recyclable, because we have written about ways to e-cycling and ways to responsibly recycle the products that you have and things like that. I've written articles about what to do with your old cables, what to do with your old hardware, shipping stuff off to Gazelle and Square Trade and things like that. And, Apple will take back your old stuff, even if they don't give you a whole lot of cash for it, at least, it's getting responsibly disassembled and recycled in whatever way Apple can find for it. So sure. Making that stuff happen is nice, and I'm glad that they're doing it, and I'm glad that they're looking for other ways to source some of that material.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's absolutely right. But like I said, I think just from a company point of view, it's interesting that Apple, again, in its current iteration, mm-hmm. is really making big plays of this stuff. Look, as you said, we don't know how much gold is involved, and I don't suspect it's very much. One of the other organizations named and involved as a partner in this is Tiffany, which is interesting, the jeweler. Okay.
I would imagine that Tiffany goes through a little bit more gold than Apple does.
You would think, right? So, yeah. You know.
Slightly more.
Yeah.
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 But it's interesting to see that this is what they're doing. And I was also interested to find out about the existence of this organization Resolve, which is which is interesting to me because Alaska, whenever it tries to problem solve on this kind of scale, because they're one of the few states that actually has to, it's kind of interesting to see how they solve it. And this is working with kind of everybody. It's working with like First Nations, it's working with the mining industry, and working with like environmental people in order to make sure that everybody's sort of playing as smart as they can in the same sandbox, I guess. And it's nice to see that they're bringing everyone together in order to make progress. So that was cool. I'm still curious. Go ahead.
I don't know if these two things are linked, but I think this move is pretty interesting given that the government recently did some things to weaken the Endangered Species Act. Mm-hmm. And as Apple's article points out, since 1991, 12 Pacific salmon runs have been listed under that act. So it's nice to see Apple continuing to work with environmentalism.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm glad to see that as well. And the thing that I'm sort of interested in this is like, oh yeah, there is some amount of gold in this. And I wonder what it's for. And I wonder what it is about gold that makes it something that they have to use, as opposed to finding a way to engineer around needing it, which is just something that I wonder because I don't know. And it's not that like, you know, it's terrible that they do it or anything like that, but I'm just curious like what advantage using gold gives them over whatever any of the other stuff is, you know, because we hear them talk about different, you know, makeups of aluminum and different things. And, you know, we sweep up all the aluminum we ground out of the slabs that are the unibody material, and we melt those into new slabs so that we have, you know, twice as many computers from the same amount of aluminum or whatever. And I kind of wonder if there's not something that they could find a way to engineer around so that they didn't need some of this stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, you know, gold is a very good conductor.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, is there a conductivity thing with gold? That was the first thing that sprung to my mind.
Yeah.
But it seems odd that we haven't found anything that is better than gold in that aspect.
Right.
I mean, maybe we have, I don't know.
Or been able to synthesize, which was sort of what I figured, you know, we should be. If anyone can come up with some sort of something that would solve the same problem in an elegant way, I always feel like it would be Apple. Because I don't know that Apple gets enough credit for some of the engineering that most people never actually see. Like, most people never actually lay eyes on an Apple battery, and those things are amazing, right? Like, the amount of technology they put in them, the way they slice them up to fit the right way in the case so they can get another slice of battery in there so you maximize your battery life, the efficiency on them, the fact that you can set it in your lap and your lap doesn't melt. Like, all of those things are really amazing from an engineering standpoint, and people don't really talk about some of that stuff. So I feel like sometimes
I've definitely had melting lap situations.
Oh yeah, but it's better all the time. Like, maybe older ones. Yeah, it's happened.
Yeah,
it's still nowhere near what like a PC would be. And I know this because there's a PC in my house occasionally, and man, that thing gets hot. And so I would like to see Apple engineer a solution to this. In the meantime, I'm glad that they're doing something smart like this, where they're continuing to care about the environment and remember that we're kind of all in it together when it comes to the planet. So that's good stuff. But I would really like to see Apple come out and say, like, we've engineered a way to not need the rare earth stuff that's getting mined in Africa that sometimes we hear about a little bit in the news, or we're finding a way to not use any gold, or we've decreased the amount of gold that we use because we've found these other solutions, mostly because that seems like what would be like a fun engineering problem for Apple to solve and then, you know, be able to patent and license to other people so they didn't have to do it, so other tech companies didn't have to do it either. And that, I mean, I don't know. That actually sounds like more of a Steve Jobs Apple move, I think, to your point earlier, Charlotte, than it does necessarily a Tim Cook one. It's totally Tim Cook's Apple to sign up with Resolve and make those kinds of strides, but figuring out a way to not use any gold and then license that to other people sounds like Steve Jobs to me. So
yeah.
I look forward to your letters.
So I noticed in this article they call it salmon gold.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if Apple will rename rose gold to salmon gold.
Oh, you know?
Mm. Yeah, the salmon gold thing is to do with kind of a balance and a partnership between salmon fishers and gold mines, as I understand it, because both of those things are hugely valuable in Alaska.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then, like,
is my understanding. I might be wrong, but that's my understanding.
No, that's 100% correct, but I like the idea that now that they've changed to the, now that they've entered into this partnership, that they're going to call it salmon gold from now on.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then what if when you buy a salmon gold product, part of your money, like Product Red, will be donated to maybe the Resolve. Endangered Species Act or this Resolve yeah. company or something like that?
Okay, that might make me buy a pink phone. Maybe. Maybe.
All right, let's email Tim Cook.
All right. Yeah, Tim Cook, I look forward to your letters. That sounds like a really good idea to me, particularly if they were to rename it Salmon Gold. And yeah, that would be, I think that'd be awesome. And yeah, well, and I'm a Northwesterner, so like I come from the land of salmon and have caught my own and, you know, that kind of thing. And so I'm always interested in what that ecosystem is like, how it's getting screwed up, and what kind of things are being done to solve it. So this is always the kind of story that's going to get my attention one way or another, whether it's because Apple's involved or because salmon are involved. You know, this is a livelihood for a whole lot of people in my native country, my native land. So that's part of why it's interesting to me to get a chance to talk about it here. Yeah. All right. I can't wait to see what Tim Cook's reply is to your email, Andrew. That's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I would like to tell you about our sponsor today. Our sponsor today is OmniFocus. And OmniFocus is a professional to-do manager that helps you, like its tagline says, accomplish more every day. OmniFocus is on macOS, and it's a universal iOS app with an Apple Watch complication. And that watch complication allows you to view and add and complete tasks right on your arm. And OmniFocus will remember everything for you, which is what's super great about it. You just dump everything in there, and you know OmniFocus has a hold of it. Planning those things and reviewing all of your to-dos is really easy, regardless of the screen you have in front of you. And it can help you finish projects with reminders based on due dates or contexts or locations, and loads more reminder setups if you want to dig that deep into it. If you're a GTD person, or if you would like to be a GTD person, OmniFocus is the perfect trusted system because you can enter, like I said, you can capture tasks from anywhere. So it can become that trusted system for you because they all just sit there and wait for you to sort them out. And this now includes OmniFocus for the web. So if you're a work PC person, you can still use OmniFocus to track all your tasks. And you can upgrade to the pro version to get further customization. You can view tasks in perspectives or in forecasts. You can get AppleScript functionality and lots more. You can get a free 2-week trial at OmniFocus.com, and we would like to thank OmniFocus for sponsoring the show today. Our next topic is a little bit of a cautionary tale, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, you have a tale of woe from a fella just trying to get a deal on an iTunes card.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary story. So Luke Curtis, writing for Quartz, he wrote about, he said it happened several months ago. He bought an iTunes gift card off a discount website called Mass Genie, and he bought some stuff with it, and a few days later, he found out that Apple had completely disabled his account. So he was completely locked out of the ecosystem. You know, because of that, he couldn't update any apps. He wrote about how he used JetBlue for an airline ticket, and he needed to log in and update the app in order to use that ticket. Mm-hmm. So it's just crazy. So he goes through Apple support, senior agents. A couple people were helpful and helped him. The other one said, "We can't do anything. Read the terms and conditions." Even though I don't think he knew it was some scam website.
Yeah, I get the feeling from his story that he didn't realize that he had done something unsavory.
Yeah. Now, thankfully, after it took 2 months, but he was finally able to regain access to his account. But it sounds like the only reason he was able to was he emailed Tim Cook, and he also used Quartz Apple sales rep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's scary because without, you know, insider contacts like that, some regular person might not be able to get their account back.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned in my link teaser, now the Apple card is a product. You can't pay off your credit card online. You can only do that on your Apple card, your iPhone.
Yeah.
And maybe your iPad too. So if you're locked out, you're out of luck.
Yeah. Especially as more things rely on that as a reliable piece of information that you're using all the time. You know, yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty bad. So where was it that he got the... Now, this was because he bought a gift card and applied it to his account, right? And the gift card was shady.
Yes. The company, he said, is called Mass Genie.
Mass Genie. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I've never bought discounted cards, so I don't know good websites versus bad websites. But earlier today, Brian mentioned this website called Raise, I think.
Uh-huh. Raise.com.
Raise. Okay.
Yeah, Raise.com.
And he says that's a good one.
Yeah, I know they're reasonably legit. Raise, it's R-A-I-S-E, raise.com. They're one that that generally has discounts on cards. The point of raise.com is buying and selling gift cards. So it's an all kind of gift card website, not just Apple stuff. I can tell you that, okay. Especially as we get... later in the year, it seems like we're never far from the holiday shopping season anymore, you will see deals on eBay for cards. Usually they're digital cards, but you can get like $100 for 85 or sometimes even 80 if you really watch. So that's like $20 of free money. And I know that Costco... I just had the Costco page open earlier, looking at what they wanted for them, because Costco generally has a deal. And right now, and I've seen them in stores. Brian said he hadn't seen them in stores there in California in a while. But the ones that you can get online are e-delivery, and it's $100 for $94.49. And you can get a $25 one for $23.99. So you get, I think, 5.5% savings on those. And okay. Off the top of my head, I don't know other places where you can get deals on gift cards. But it's one of those things where if you've never heard of it before, there's a good chance that there's a reason. So, you know, if Target, for example, offers, you know, $100 gift cards for $80, it's probably a safe bet. If you're getting those cards on eBay directly from eBay, which is usually how those work, like during the holidays when they have those cards available, that's usually a good deal. But if there's just some person randomly selling gift cards on eBay, that might be a little bit suspicious. So, you know, it's the same kind of stuff we talk about with security and you know, data breaches and passwords and all that kind of stuff is just be a little bit skeptical, and that ounce of skepticism is going to get you really, really far.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, Charlotte.
On Raise briefly, and you get 5.5% off too.
Yeah. Okay. And the other thing, one of the nice things about these is that, like, I know a few people who do this. They will wait for like Black Friday or whatever, and see who has the best deal on iTunes cards, and buy their $100 worth of iTunes cards for $80 or whatever. Apply it to their account, and then, you know, that when they apply it, it's $100 worth of iTunes credit, and so they basically got like $20 free of Apple Music. Yeah, so that can be a creative way to apply those for yourself. It makes them really handy to give other people though, as well. And a lot of times those $100 bundles, like the if you're looking at the physical cards, it'll be like $425 cards, you know, but it only costs you $80 or $85, you know, depending. And I know that Costco does have a sale on those periodically where they go down to like $90 or $85 for that $100. Charlotte, you had said you weren't sure about getting deals over there, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of pretty conventional high street shops sell iTunes cards. It's a pretty simple thing to get, obviously. I've never seen discount ones being such a big thing here. That doesn't mean they can exist. I don't know if anyone's got any good tips for this side of the Atlantic getting them, but obviously do send them in if you have.
Yes, absolutely. We would like very much to know about that. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. And in this case, I would say generally leave comments in the show notes so that those things are immediately available for other people to check out. And I think that's probably going to do it for us for today. But Andrew, thank you for coming by and sharing the cautionary tale.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always good to warn people about that kind of thing. And Charlotte, thanks for coming by to talk to us about gold mining.
Thank you. And if anyone would like to send me some gold, having discussed this issue, you can speak to my people.
Because, of course, she has people. You know, she does.
Sure.
And I've been your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.